cheese, and tomato sauce can come with many other toppings. Some toppings in Japan or China could be squid, raw fish, bamboo shoots, which are bamboo seeds just starting to grow out of the soil, and even crab. And in Ireland, some of the toppings they put are spicy lamb, olives, and cabbage. Another good fact to know about pizza is that the first pizza was made in the year of 1760. Come with me and explore the world to find out how pizza is made, the different toppings on them, the history, and some fun facts. And there's so much more to know than just pizza's delicious. You know, personally, I think pizza became a popular dish, obviously because it's good, but also because of the people making it, making recipes that went wild around the USA and Italy, because people have dedicated their lives to producing and creating new recipes for pizza. Because of this, it's one of the most famous and popular food in the United States. The hard work of these special pizza wizards has created a different way for pizza lovers to get their perfect pizza. For example, I'm going to butcher their name, Tom and Jib Monaghan, two brothers who started Dominic's Pizza in 1960. Originally, it was Dominic's, but later on it was named Domino's. Now, I think we'll start on looking at all the different types of pizzas and toppings. Y'all will love this. Oh no, look at the time, my flight to Japan is taking off soon. I better go. Hey guys, I'm back. I just came from Japan and China, and wow, there are so many toppings they use and pizzas that don't even exist in the USA. That's pretty neat, so let's go ahead and get back on that pizza track. Okay, so pizza has become sort of like a worldwide popular American food, even though it was traditionally made somewhere else. Anyway, one of the places that has grown popular is Asia. So let's go ahead and take a look at what I found. First of all, I found a lot of seafood. Apparently, mainly in China and Japan, they have seafood on their pizza. Some of the main toppings are surprisingly blue crab, squid, octopus, scallops, and shrimp. Some of the more common toppings are peppers, onions, pineapple, and mushrooms. Pretty simple. Now, they also combine two of the best types of food I can think of, Korean barbecue and pizza, to make Korean barbecue pizza. I mean, personally, I think that's genius, but some of you might not like it as much. Unfortunately, Asia just started the big world of pizza, excluding dessert pizza, so there aren't many pizza places in Asia. Though it is getting popular, it was hard to find online too. But some of the new pizzas are also pretty interesting. Another one I found that seemed weird to me was Peking duck pizza. Peking duck is a traditional dish in Asia, and I'm gonna bet that Americans who started this pizza craze will think it's very weird, but I'm being biased. Some of you might like it, but I don't think I will. But you only know if you try first. Oh, well, I better go catch my next flight to Ireland. I made it to my last flight, but barely. Since I'm back, let's go ahead and get started on these Ireland pizza fact thingamajiggies. It seems in Ireland, pizza has become slightly more popular, and three-leaf clovers, corned beef, and potatoes seem like the perfect pizza for Ireland, except for the fact that it might be a little, well, disgusting. But really, Ireland pizza is different. From other places. They have plenty of toppings that are normal, but they have some that Americans wouldn't dream to have on their pizza. Some of these toppings include bacon, cabbage, and spicy lamb, but some pizzas can be even more unique. In this country of leprechauns and redheads, they have pizza diaries, and one of the most popular ones does not have the most appropriate name, but includes many different types of pizzas. Some with unusual toppings. One is the Kitchen Cinco, which is a meat pizza that includes frankfurters, which are basically hot dogs with no bun. It also includes some more casual toppings like peppers, onions, and pepperoni, the ones we normally use. Another pizza called Blue Bayou that has blue cheese, cherry tomatoes, and bacon. But that's not all in Ireland. They even have a breakfast pizza. And when you first hear those words, you might think, it doesn't sound sort of good, but trust me, it may not be as delicious as you might think. Sorry. Twisted tongue today. It has a thick crust with tomatoes, eggs, sausage, and bacon. Sort of usual for breakfast. But the weirdest one of all is black pudding. Now let's go ahead and move on to the next thing. I think we'll do the history of pizza. This is going to be pretty interesting, considering that pizza was originally made in Italy, but became more popular in the United States before Italy could become pizza crazy. Let's go ahead and get on with it. Okay, so the first pizza was made in Italy, but really wasn't pizza. Do you get it? It was like some flat bread with maybe olives, anchovies, and a few other things that were cheap. You see, where it was invented was Naples. How pizza became popular is sort of a long story. But Naples was not wealthy, but not poor. So it just didn't have a lot of money at the time. So they ate pizza, but not pizza. As I said, it's like the flatbread. And they ate it because it was easy to make, and some ingredients were cheaper than others. Before we start, this is just a quick fact. No one living really knows when it was invented. But it's known that the first pizza shop opened in 1760, so we can hypothesize that it was invented around the 1750s. In 1861, King Umberto I and Queen Margarita visited Naples. The legend is that the king and queen got bored of their fancy French food and asked for an assortment of pizzas from the little city's pizzeria's brandy, the successor to Da Pietro Pizzeria, the first pizza place, and as I said, founded in 1760. The variety Queen Margarita most enjoyed was pizza mozzarella. She liked this one not only because of how delicious it was, but because it had the Italian colors on it. White mozzarella cheese, red tomato sauce, and some green basil on top. Green basil is like an herb. Soon after this event, the pizza that the queen so much liked was dubbed Pizza Margarita, and it's still made the same way today. It may not be the exact same recipe, but it uses the same ingredients. Now that we know how it came to life, let's talk about how it became even more popular when the U.S. adopted it before Italy could make it a popular dish itself. Now, the Queen's liking to this local dish could have been a huge blow to Italy with a disease of pizza craziness, but pizza doesn't cross Naples' borders to the rest of Italy till the 1940s. Meanwhile, some immigrants from Naples went to the USA. We're replicating this yummy dish, adored by Queen Margarita. Soon, these immigrants were selling this crusty, delicious food in, for example, New York, Boston, New Haven, and Trenton. These Napoleon immigrants were coming to get better jobs, like millions of other people around the world, but weren't expecting to make a statement in culinary art. Sooner or later, though, people in many towns were debating over which pizza place had the best pizza. And this still goes on in the present, as many pizza fans, like big pizza fans, would know. Like, me and my brother, we debate, Double Dan's or Domino's? Which one? I think Domino's is better. I think Double Dan's is better. But later in the beginning of the 1900s, the first recorded pizza parlor that opened in the United States was in 1905. It was called G for Gennaro Lombardi's, so G Lombardi's. Although it's not in its original location in Manhattan, it still operates today. Later on, many other pizza places began opening, creating a pizza craze over the United States. Now, even though it was a little more than 100 years ago, pizza is still the second most popular food in America, hamburgers being first. Since the 1900s, pizza around the world has been changed to others' delight and perfected by many pizza chefs. Now that we did a, what do we call it, a review? Well, it's not a review, but it's definitely not full history of pizza. I don't know anyone who knows that. Well, let's just call it a filled review. Okay, now that that's done, let's go ahead and review facts about one of my favorite foods, and maybe yours too, pizza! Now, I have a few facts, and when I mean a few, I mean a lot. Shall we get started? Okay. Yes, we can, because I can't hear my audience. Number one. So, fact one is that pepperoni is the most popular topping. When you think about it, it seems more realistic, but to me, I thought cheese would be the most popular topping. But it's also a base for the pizza, along with the tomato sauce and actual bread slash crust. So, it kind of makes more sense. Now, did you know that the United States eats 370 pizza slices every second? That's a lot of pizza. I wish I could do that without getting fat. Eating so much pizza? Well, now I'm hungry. Also, the most expensive pizza in the world is $12,000. That's a lot of money. You could do a lot with that much money. Not just get one single pizza. And it's amazing how many pizzas are sold a year. That's fact number four. More than a billion. And that's just one year. Can you imagine how many pizzas have been sold over 10 years? I definitely can't. Would you be able to imagine them? How much space would they fill up in the world? Seriously. Five. The biggest pizza place that sells the most pizza is Pizza Hut. Then Domino's follows very closely behind in second place. Not only that, but to me, this is surprising, West Virginia eats the most pizza. That's the sixth fact. Seven, the least most popular pizza topping is anchovies. No surprise to me, I think they're disgusting. Eight, in fact, 93% of Americans eat pizza at least once a month, which makes sense to me because I do that. Now, nine. In addition to these interesting facts, the biggest pizza in the world weighed about 26,883 pounds. It was about 122 feet and 8 inches wide. Mind blown. Now, 10. Coincidentally, the smallest pizza recorded could fit right on top of a quarter. Well, as much as we learn about pizza, I doubt most people would know all about pizza. And if they did, it would be a lot of knowledge to store in our brains. They say we're the smartest humans on Earth. Sorry, not humans. Animals on Earth. But we can't know everything. Our brains would be stretched to a giant bouncy balls or something like that. Now, there are other foods out there to try, explore, and test, whether making them or eating them, and it never hurts to know more. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast of For the Foodies. Enjoy food, family, friends, and life.
Time for bloopers.
Oh, really?
Yes. Fact 10. Coincidentally, the smallest pizza recorded that could fit. Blah, blah, blah.
Nice. I don't even have my microphone plugged in.
Take a horse, wheel down, rolling. question for him, I think. Shoot. Not again.
In fact, 93% of Americans eat pizza at least once a month. And in addition to these interesting
facts.
Facts. Wait. No. Wait. About 26,800. Wait. This is so funny. Literally yesterday I had to restart 7 times. Well, the biggest pizza in the world weighs about 26,883 pounds.
That's scary.
I know. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast of For the Foodies. Enjoy families, friends, food, and life. I said the wrong order.
Thank you for watching.
Yes, I-
Thank you for listening. The end.